The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, March 10th. What you know about new data showing the worst of the third wave of the pandemic is now over. Also, which state passed one of the strictest abortion laws in the country, but why some say it'll never actually take effect. Plus, new guidelines for a certain type of cancer screening, the royal family's response to racism accusations. And get ready, new privacy rules are coming to some cell phones. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. American hospitals are saying the third wave of the coronavirus pandemic is now over. The Health and Human Services Department put out new data from more than 4,500 hospitals around the country. It shows about 50% fewer hospitals are dealing with full or beyond full ICUs than at the start of the year. And in general, the percentage of total hospital patients with COVID-19 is going down as well. Back in January, there were nearly 200 hospitals dealing with mostly COVID-19 patients. Now it's just 10 hospitals. Some of the biggest drops are in states like California, Arizona, Georgia, and South Carolina. But the trend is going downward in every region of the United States. Health experts say this is obviously an encouraging sign. Of course, this does not mean we're totally out of the woods yet. An average of 1,700 Americans are still dying every day from COVID-19. As you know, experts say the best way to keep driving down COVID-19 numbers is to keep ramping up vaccinations. And it looks like that is happening. An average of about 2 million Americans are now being vaccinated every day. Some more good news when it comes to fighting off the newer versions of COVID-19. A new study shows the Pfizer vaccine is apparently highly effective against a more contagious strain that was first found in Brazil. Researchers figured this out by taking blood from fully vaccinated people and seeing how it reacted to that Brazil strain of COVID-19. And they found the vaccinated blood neutralized the threat from the virus. Already, Pfizer found the same result against other variants, the original COVID-19, as well as the strains first discovered in the UK and South Africa. There are still concerns about that South African one, though, so both Pfizer and Moderna are working on a booster shot of their vaccines, specifically retooled to fight that strain. More Americans now qualify for yearly lung cancer scans. And this matters not only for diagnoses, but also to make it more likely insurance companies cover the cost of these screenings. A medical task force put together by the federal government put out the new guidelines this week. They say people who have been smoking for 20 years or more should start getting low-dose CT scans every year starting at 50 years old. A few years ago, the guidance said only those who smoked 10 years longer than that, starting 5 years later, needed the scans. The change means 15 million people will now be eligible for the scans, and that's double the current number. Many lung specialists praise this change, pointing out that lung cancer is the most deadly cancer in the U.S. Also, the 5-year survival rate is only about 20%, although it is much higher when the disease is caught early, so the changes could potentially save a lot of lives. But some doctors say the guidance won't change everything. They note the low-dose CT scan can also lead to false positives, which then lead to invasive and potentially costly follow-up tests that aren't really needed. Either way, the task force says the changes will help more Black people and women get screened. That's because they tend to smoke fewer cigarettes than white men, but are still vulnerable to lung cancer. The American Cancer Society says it's revising its guidelines as well, and they'll likely be similar to what the task force has just recommended. Arkansas's governor just signed one of the strictest abortion laws in the country. It outlaws all abortions except for when a pregnant woman's life is in danger. And that means there are no exceptions for rape or incest, which Governor Hutchinson had wanted to include in the bill. But he signed it anyway. And with that, the bill's sponsor released a statement saying, quote, "We must abolish abortion in this nation just as we abolished slavery in the 19th century. All lives matter." It's set to take effect later this year. However, it'll likely face legal challenges before then. A leader of the ACLU in Arkansas has already said, "We'll see you in court," calling the ban cruel and unconstitutional. In other states, judges have already put similar laws on hold while the cases are appealed to higher courts. For example, South Carolina's governor signed another sweeping abortion ban just last month, but a federal judge quickly blocked it over a legal challenge. More states have moved forward with passing these types of laws as more conservative justices have joined the U.S. Supreme Court. In fact, as he signed the law, Arkansas's governor said he hoped his state would set a precedent for the Supreme Court to revisit Roe v. Wade, which essentially legalized abortion nationwide. So, be continued. Well, the FBI has still not been able to find the person who left pipe bombs in Washington, D.C. the night before the Capitol riot. So the agency released two more videos, hoping someone will recognize the suspect. They show the person walking with a backpack and carrying what investigators think are the pipe bombs. You can see the suspected bomber near both the Republican National Committee and Democratic National Committee headquarters, where the two devices were found. Remember, the FBI has said they were real pipe bombs that could have been detonated and really hurt or even killed people if authorities had not found them. Some officials think they were planted in an attempt to draw forces away from the Capitol during the riot. The federal government is now offering a $100,000 reward for information in this case. If you want to look at the photos and videos of the suspect for yourself, we put links in today's episode notes. And by the way, because of ongoing threats, heavy security is going to be sticking around Washington, D.C. for at least a couple more months. The Pentagon has now approved a request to keep a couple thousand National Guard troops around the U.S. Capitol building through May. We have much more news still ahead, but first, this episode is brought to you by BlueBlocks. BlueBlocks provides science-backed, fashionable blue light glasses. It'll help you beat digital eye strain, headaches, and improve sleep with style and comfort. In fact, BlueBlocks was first created because they were unhappy with the quality and lack of science behind leading blue light blocking glasses brands. I've already been a big fan of my clear prescription glasses having blue light filtering for everyday computer use. But get this, the BlueBlocks collection extends way beyond that. For example, I've been trying their Sleep Plus option, the only true 100% blue and green light blocking lens for after sunset use. I use them when I need to work on my computer or be on my smartphone immediately before bed, which happens a lot. I also love that this is a company that gives back. For every pair of BlueBlocks glasses sold, the company donates a pair of reading glasses to someone in need. So read more about the options and styles and get 20% off your order at blueblocks.com/newsworthy. That's blue, B-L-U, blocks, B-L-O-X, blueblocks.com/newsworthy to learn more and get 20% off your order. Now back to the news. Buckingham Palace broke its silence nearly 48 hours after the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle interview with Oprah first aired. The palace released a statement on behalf of Queen Elizabeth. It says the whole royal family is saddened to learn about how hard things have been for Harry and Meghan. It also says some of the issues raised in the interview, particularly the ones about race, quote, are concerning. It says those allegations will be taken seriously, but handled privately, and they'll always be much-loved family members. Remember, in the interview earlier this week, Harry and Meghan spoke about their struggles as working members of the royal family. They mentioned conversations about how dark Harry and Meghan's first baby, Archie, might be, since Meghan is half black. Meghan also said there were times she thought seriously about hurting herself, and when she directly asked for help, she wasn't given any support. Now, though, she says they are not only surviving, but thriving. By the way, nearly 50 million people around the world and counting watched that interview with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Surveillance cameras are the latest target for hackers. An international hacking group told Bloomberg News it was able to access live feeds and video from 150,000 cameras around the world, including here in the U.S. They were set up inside businesses, hospitals, police departments, prisons, and even schools. When it came to the police departments, hackers say they could hear and see officers interviewing criminal suspects. Hackers were able to see inside some women's health clinics and psychiatric hospitals, and they used facial recognition technology to even identify the people in the footage. They say their motives were pure, though. They just wanted to prove how easily it was to get into the video systems and how these platforms need to be better secured. To pull off the breach, they did not actually have to hack each individual location. All the security cameras came from a California startup called Verkada. Since the hack, Verkada says it's disabled all those accounts to prevent anyone from seeing these video feeds anymore, and it has internal and outside security teams looking into the incident. One of the nation's largest wireless carriers is about to make a major change to its privacy policy. T-Mobile will start automatically enrolling customers into an advertising program, meaning unless you opt out, the company will share your data about phone usage, web browsing, and mobile apps with third-party advertisers. That will help them identify and target people with certain interests. To be clear, T-Mobile says the data will not be tied to your name. Instead, it'll be linked to a unique mobile ID. And the company says the changes will give subscribers more relevant ads that actually align with their interests. But privacy advocates have long urged tech companies to move in the opposite direction, and they say it's too easy to connect data with names for those who know where to look. Either way, the change will impact Sprint customers as well, since the companies merged last year. The Wall Street Journal reports other wireless companies use versions of this as well, but usually don't share such detailed data unless a customer opts in. But now T-Mobile will be making it the default. The new privacy settings are scheduled to start April 26th. A meteorite that crashed into a British family's driveway may hold clues about our solar system. The space rock soared across the sky over the UK last week, and it landed just outside a home in England. No one was hurt, and it was small enough to hold in your hand. Still, scientists say this is an incredibly rare, astonishing find. They believe it dates back to when our solar system was first forming. In fact, meteorites like this one might have originally brought water to Earth, giving the planet its oceans. The space rock is now at the Natural History Museum in London, and scientists will be studying it more over the next few years. They say it could hold more clues into exactly how the solar system came to be. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode of The Newsworthy is presented by America's leading beverage companies, who are working together to reduce plastic waste in our environment. Not all plastic is the same. America's beverage companies are carefully designing 100% recyclable plastic bottles, including the caps. Their bottles are made to be remade. And they're investing in community recycling programs to help get more bottles back so they can be turned into material used to make new bottles. That completes the circle and reduces plastic waste. Please help get every bottle back. Learn more at everybottleback.org. Again, that's everybottleback.org. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. Today, it's about how millions of Americans are changing careers out of necessity. A lot of the job changes are happening in the hospitality industry, which has been hit particularly hard by the pandemic. Jobs at hotels, resorts, convention centers, and bars have dried up. As the Wall Street Journal reports, the hospitality industry has shed some 4 million people, or roughly a quarter of its workforce, since February of last year. And even while some service industries are expected to make a comeback soon, the world's largest business travel association predicts tourism may not get back to pre-pandemic levels until the year 2025. So now some hospitality workers are getting creative. The Journal spoke to a conference coordinator who now works at a software company and a hotel sales boss who switched over to marketing. The jobs listing site FlexJobs highlighted what industries are really hiring right now. They include sales, customer service, and project management. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.